Lee.
Yes, the Strabane have now made, that's three in a row they've won, which is a great start for their new coach, Chris Dunn. And Belfast High School is never an easy place to go up and play, and the 12-10, I think it was a hard-end victory, but that's the sort of thing that Strabane are pretty good at. So they'll be absolutely delighted to have started the season so well, because they did lose a few players to City of Derry. But I'm led to believe that there's a few some of the players that had been out injured for a couple of years have all come back, so maybe that has really strengthened them. But whatever they're doing anyway, it seems to be working well. Also in that league, Letterkenny, they travel to Virginia. Virginia, a very strong side. I remember seeing them last year. They're a very big side, and certainly up front, they're pretty physical. And they were just too strong for Letterkenny, winning out by 38 points to 24. Although Letterkenny did get a bonus point try, getting four tries. Cavanagh were just absolutely too weak for up in Belfast. The PSNI beat them by 53 points to nil. In the Rugby Regional West, it was the start of that league, and Inishowen, who had such a good season last year, they beat Rainey by 43 points to 7. A very good result, running in 7 tries. So a good start there for the Cairn Dona men in that league.
Okay, Alec, and well, when we look at the Rugby Regional West, and he's shown a big victory against Rainey yesterday, as we indicated, 43-7. The City of Derry played yesterday as well. Dungannon came and went away with a victory, 22-5.
Yeah, 22-5. It was 22-0 at half time. That was they got three tries. It was sad. Certainly they were the stronger side in the first half, but Derry will have taken a lot from the second half, the fact they didn't concede any scores, and also they had a very good individual try by fullback David Graham. But, you know, still a lot of work to be done. It's hard to know in this Ulster League what sort of side Dungannon had put out. Was it their strongest side or whatever it was? But, I mean, it really doesn't matter, because from Derry's point of view yesterday, conceded three tries and scored one. The work begins next week, of course. Tullamore come to Judges Road, the first game in All-Ireland Section 2C, and that's going to be a real chance to see what they can do, because that league is very, very competitive, as it was proven last year. And, you know, home games are very, very important because of the travel that City of Derry will have to do throughout the season. You know, you must get your points at home, because when you travel away from home, it's just not easy, and all teams always fancy themselves at home. Also, in Omaha, they went up to Belfast Harlequins, who are a league above them, and certainly must have been an exciting game. Harlequins won them by 27 points to 26. Omaha scoring four tries. We picked up 2 points there, losing bonus point and four tries, and that will set them up for next week. They begin the All-Ireland 2C, the same league as Derry. They travel to Ballina. Ballina, who are back into All-Ireland League rugby, they won the round robin last year whenever they were the most successful for junior provinces. So again, it'll be an interesting one to see how that pans out, because Ballina down there are always very hard to beat. But you would like to think that after that performance by Omaha yesterday against Harlequins, that they're really ready and geared up for this one. The other one was that Rainey, they went up to Bangor, who are also in the same league as City of Derry and Omaha. Rainey beating them by 33 points to 26, both teams scoring four tries. So a lot of points in that particular one. In Conference 2 as well, Porrica, Limavady, they took on Ballymena and seconds. And they came away with a 19-18 scoreline. Not scoring the 50 points that they have been doing up until this, but nevertheless, to grind out a result against Ballymena is important, and that means now they've won four in a row, and it keeps the momentum going down at the Roe Valley.
And whilst that turns our attention now to the provinces in the Rugby Pro 14, Ulster keep doing this week in, week out. It was a late try from Henry Spieth and a conversion from Billy Burns to snatch the draw last night. Munster unlucky on Friday night, 13-37. Cardiff with an impressive performance. Connacht 33-20 against the Scarlets yesterday. But the performance of the weekend, it's Leinster's 31-7 against Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh, I mean, who, you know, had such a fantastic finish to last year when Richard Cockwell took over, getting into the playoffs and all. I mean, they lost that game to Ulster narrowly, and then they had a second defeat. But I was just reading the reports in that game. That was Johnny Sexton's 150th cap for Leinster, and he also had a touchdown as well. They scored five tries in that result, and you know, it was a pretty strong side they'd put out as well, Leinster, but a lot of the players who had been rested coming back, and a very, very good result. And at the moment, I mean, they did have a blip where they lost the game, but they're still top of their section, picking up bonus points in every game, and that's very, very important. Something which Ulster didn't do in their two games away to in South Africa. But Leinster again, they're setting the yardstick for everybody else to go at. As you said there also, a very surprising result over in Cardiff. Munster beaten by 37 points to 13. I mean, that's a result I don't think that Cardiff would have had over Munster. I can't remember anything and those sort of things. But Munster obviously will have to regel again. But they've had a stop start to the season. That's their second defeat. And, you know, they're building up now. In another 3 weeks' time, it'll be the Heineken Cup. And teams will be also looking at that, as well as having to win all their games in the Pro 14. Connacht, as you said, 33-20 against the Scarlets, quite a bit of that game. Connacht played really, really well. You know, and the Scarlets, who over the last two seasons have been a long way Leinster, probably the best two sides. So that's another defeat for them, apart as well as the Ulster game. And again, it's going to make things very difficult for these teams losing two games in the first four, because with the way the conferences are set up, you have to make sure that you're in the top three all the time, and losing ground to the opposition doesn't help. And as you said, I mean, Ulster have had a very interesting journey to South Africa for the 10 days. As we said last week, they won that game. But when you look at some of the results that are coming from the South African teams, they're maybe not as easy as people think they are, because Glasgow got beaten there quite well by the South Bay Kings as well at the weekend. Ulster's point of view, you say, Henry Speak, a try at the very, very end, converted by Burns, but it's been a bit horrendous thing for injuries. Craig Gilroy had a cry off in the morning of the game. Addison had a cry off as well, and then they lost Sean Reedy and Herbs inside 25 minutes. So a lot of disruption to the team, and I think certainly there was a few of the scores that it was poor defensive work. But nevertheless, they come back and get the 39-all. It gets them 3 points, which is something else. We had two for the draw and one for losing by 1 point. But next week they'll be down at Thomond Park to play Munster, and I would imagine that it'll be full strength for everybody. I would imagine that Rory Best and Ian Henderson will be back for Ulster, and certainly all the internationals will be playing as well for Munster, as I said, in the lead up to the Champions Cup. Just interesting on the Munster thing, this Conor Murray injury, there seems to be, I see various reports, but I mean, at the moment, I don't think Conor Murray in any way will be playing rugby for quite a while, and may not even be playing in the Autumn Internationals, because if it's a neck injury, which is reasonably serious, they would hardly want to risk him with the thought of the World Cup coming up. But hopefully he will get fit, because he, along with Johnny Sexton, as we know, they are the two people, if Ireland are going to go well next year in Japan, they're the two people that will matter. And so let's hope they stay injury-free and for the rest of the season. But rugby's that sort of game. You never know. You can be fit 1 minute and out for a long time in another minute. So we'll just have to wait and see. But looking forward next week anyway to the start of the All-Ireland League, Pádraig, and I'm sure it'll be interesting to see what results transpire.